Now, I know there was not much introduction to the session. We jumped right into this. And the energy is so strong tonight that I want to continue with this flow. So, in your heart and in your being, just send out a beautiful light greeting to everyone in the group. Even though you may not know them, and but you know them in a different way. So we're still in the process of being repaired. Who is doing the repairing? We are participants through our luminous consciousness. So there is a state of consciousness that is all knowing, all luminous, all love, and coming into ceremony when a group of people have been brought together because they've been called together, not because they've been hooked or seduced or manipulated into buying into something. There's a difference. But when a group comes together because they've felt, heard the same call from their soul, an amazingly powerful presence and beneficence arises. And that is part of the majesty of humanity. And we're reawakening that sense of majesty here tonight. When we break the spells of conditioning, of manipulation, of power loss, and we can return to our natural, untainted purity, we rediscover and reawaken and bring to the foreground into our lives these qualities that in the different traditions there's mantras that relate to these qualities, like the 72 names of God in Judaism, the 99 names of God in Islam, and the 108 names in the Vedic tradition. All these traditions have recognized the frequencies of the innate power, majesty, and beauty of a human being. And the purpose and aim of a tradition is to provide a context so that each person can journey into this path and vibrationally through mantra, sound, contemplation, awaken and return to the incredible majesty of a human. And of course, the teachings of the mother, of the great mother, would always be to see the most beautiful, the most glorious aspect of their child. And as we continue repairing and creating this whole matrix that holds us like a womb, we come into contact with a sense of being supported. And that's something that we look for external support, but have we been taught to know, experience, discover the intrinsic support, universal support that naturally lives within our consciousness? And just take a moment to become aware of what you feel like when you don't feel supported. What does it feel like on a physical level, emotional level, mental level? And what does that create in you? And so a lot of the spell of the Western tradition is this pull yourself up by the bootstraps mentality, where everything has to come from your will, your strength, and your avoidance of failure. And this generates a very depraved consciousness in our being. Because if we aren't taught, if we aren't in contact with that inner source of feeling held and supported by something greater, it's an exhausting effort. It just started raining here really hard. I have to close the window. Hold on. So, what would it be like to have a constant source of support from within that is naturally sourced from the living energy of this earth realm that is all about seeding and growing and in a nurturing environment? You can't grow a healthy plant without a healthy environment. Just letting that land vibrationally. There we go. So this leads us to bring our attention to the root chakra. the root that connects us to this greater living energy, this greater intelligence. And unless we've been taught to work with this root chakra, we tend to reach upward and try to get this from the heaven above. Excuse me. When, if we're in an embodied state and living a life, which includes the body, we need to learn how to access that energy through the embodied state, not through leaving and rising up through the crown chakra, or even feeling like we have to be open to the crown chakra to receive, but not connecting that to the physical consciousness. There's usually a disconnect there. So let's bring our awareness to the base of the spine, to the whole pelvic region. And again, just even bringing awareness to the pelvic region, unless you've been schooled in Tantra or involved with the chakras, can bring up all kinds of impedances and issues. So we're dealing with the lower back, we're dealing with the hips, the reproductive organs, the base of the spine, the coccyx and the sacrum. And how much awareness do we bring to this area in our daily lives? So if you have a yoga practice or a Tai Chi Qigong practice, one that's energetic that would bring awareness to this area, we don't have much relationship to that area and the consciousness that resides there. So in the sessions that we had with the women, there was a tremendous shift that occurred when the women felt they were allowed to re-inhabit this area of their body without all the sexual neuroticism that overlays that area and come back to inhabit the power and connection that exists in our matrix and our energetic makeup with the sacral area, the coccyx, the hips, the reproductive organs. It's a very important area to have a healthy, energetic, aware relationship with. So, if you've had experience with martial arts, this is where the power of martial arts comes from. A match in the martial arts is won before anyone even steps on a mat. They're already sparring with the energy from these lower chakras, and they literally can lasso and flip someone without even making a move. Just with their energy. And so we want to develop a very clean, pure understanding of the power in this area of our body and our consciousness. And so a lot of the cleansing and the clearing that's happening now through the luminous awareness, consciousness that's working with us, our own, and the power of the collective consciousness here is helping to clear the history of all the sexual displacement that occurs in our culture. I'm just going to let the energy work with you here, work with us. And bring an awareness to relaxing the coccyx, the tailbone, and the sacral area. So the root chakra, which is often depicted like a lotus, like if you look at the Buddhist tankas, there the Buddha is often sitting on something that represents a lotus, and there's always a line or a root underneath that lotus going down into the earth realms. It looks like the Buddha is sitting and floating on this lotus, but there is a connection that reaches down into the earth and connects with the cosmic mother and the cosmic flow of living energy through this root. And so this has gotten total, like the orientation towards all sexual energy in a very low frequency way is the only way that we get taught about this area of our body. And I don't mean that as only, but mostly. And we don't have a healthy relationship with the energy. Oh, there's a beautiful hummingbird at my window now. With this part of our body. Now, here I'm a woman, you're a man, right? That's like the Barbra Streisand song. But I don't know what it feels like for a man to begin to inhabit the energy of this sacral coccyx area. So this is where my own experience is limited to me, and yours is yours as a man. But I want you to experience that in the most optimal way you can. We're going to go deeper into this. And so this distortion or the limitation that the spell of original sin and the badness of us that was cast over us, that we're impure and need to purify, that's been a spell that has been cast over humanity for several thousand years. And this is something that is, this is a spell that is being broken now. With the new age, the new earth coming in, and more of the focus becoming energetic, lighter, brighter, more integrated with our multidimensional self, we are able to be freed from the shackles of that limited thinking about these power centers in our being. This is literally cut off everyone at the knees from their own power. So let's become aware of the lower part of your torso. Allow energy to be flowing in that area. Invite the coccyx to release and soften. So the cerebrospinal fluid, and I explained this again in the class last Monday, but the cerebrospinal fluid flows through the spinal channels and connects the spinal nervous system with the cranial nervous system. And if we have a contracted, cut off coccyx and sacral area, then we impede the flow of that connection through the cerebrospinal fluid that brings the awareness of body and mind together through the nervous system and through the chakra system. So it's very important to learn how to soften and release the coccyx and the sacral area across the lower back to help achieve this body-mind integration. And a whole lot of dark, heavy energy is surrounding our consciousness. So we're starting to break that up. I'll just be quiet for a few moments here. I said I was going to before and I didn't, but we'll do that now. And it's almost as if you can breathe through the base of the spine. That's a gentle, kind awareness. And sometimes it's hard to separate it from the sexual feeling. But there is a greater awareness there beyond the sexual feeling that we want to get in touch with. There So a lot of the distortion in our personality comes from the dissociation with the power and connection that happens through the root chakra and the coccyx and the sacrum. Sacrum, sacred area. There. And of course, this is where the Kundalini resides, which is in the root chakra. And the Kundalini is identified as and related to as the great goddess. And there's a lot of misconception around that word and fear of it when. And you've all heard me say this before. The big joke is the most powerful, beautiful energy of our being has been placed in that root chakra. Entire wisdom, full consciousness exists there. And then we've been taught not to go there. That is the most disempowering spell that we have had. And so we are in the process right now of re-inhabiting, re-owning, reintegrating exquisite universal wisdom that is rooted in our being as humans. We're constructed with this. We were given all the wisdom, all the universal consciousness placed right in the energetic and physical structure of our being. And we are re-inhabiting it, re-owning it, re-empowering ourselves in some form right now. Invite the ligaments and structures of the pelvis to soften and release. That's an invitation that you offer to your body. When the sacrum and coccyx release, there's a gentle pulsing that occurs that pulses the cerebral spinal fluid and creates that integrated flow between mind and body, which is what cranial sacral polarity, muscle release work, that's what that's all about, is opening, integrating the flow of those two polarities. Yeah, there we go. And what this awakens, when the mind and body are integrated and the repair is done on those fine golden fibers of our matrix, we are then, our energy field becomes like an egg, a complete egg shape, like a womb that we are held within. And this feeling, we're coming back to the idea of being supported. And we come back to accessing a sense of support through the reestablishing of an energy field that is healed and obstructions are removed and tears are repaired and flow is enhanced. And there's this natural womb that generates around our consciousness and around our body that allows us to feel held and supported. And this is a very feminine approach. This is from the Great Mother. And so we're just getting a sense of that right now, and but this transmission is coming through to you. So this will grow. This awareness will start to grow within you. And I'll be quiet again. And you might be able to start sensing the connection between the root chakra going down into the earth consciousness, into the heart of the Mother Earth, and into the heart of the Great Mother, and a reciprocal flow is occurring. Just like in the womb with an umbilical cord. You're being supported, you're receiving loving nutrients, you're receiving light, the nutrient of light and frequency, which is more important than food. We didn't have the atmosphere of frequency, life could not be supported on this earth. Just in any way that you can sense what you're knowing right now. And maybe even let yourself be carried into the flow and light here. Extending the invitation again and again to relax the base of the spine, re-inhabit that whole lower part of your torso. So, as we are doing this and starting to receive and vibrate to the intelligence that exists within us, there, another layer of cleansing is occurring. And this is a cleansing at the level of the personality, of the release and clearing of fear and anxiety, because we are being held in this womb, this sphere of complete beauty and intelligence. And so, with that safety that our beings are experiencing vibrationally, it's having the effect of allowing fear and anxiety to dissipate and be reabsorbed and transformed into energy, into light. So again, we are in the regenerative state right now. And so it's very interesting when I'm observing the energies of how the third and second chakras are starting to clear, and how power is coming back to that third chakra. And also how it could be releasing all the way up to the neck through the whole body on a physical level. But it's freeing up the personality from fear and anxiety by providing a safety, a safe, healthy sphere of consciousness that you exist within. And so we're reestablishing that healthy sphere. It's transmitting a sense of safety and connection. And then it has the impact on the personality of freeing up and releasing fear and anxiety, insecurity, confusion, all of that. Good. So we don't want to focus on the fears and anxieties. We want to focus on the root chakra being connected to the earth, on the relaxation of the pelvis, and then that will naturally start clearing the deeper fears and whatever we hold that obstructs our consciousness. And you don't have to name all your fears or anything like that. Greater intelligence knows what to do with all that. There's a lot of activity happening in this area. So while this is going on, maybe we can share a little of what's happening for us. And I know people usually hesitate to speak up in class, but I'd love to hear from a few of you. If you could just say your name, unmute yourself and say your name, and maybe share a little insight or experience you're having. And if there's some kind of snag that I can help you with, also you can ask about that. But this whole process is going on in the background, like all those dots and dashes in a program that we don't know about. We only see the display on our screen. So would anyone like to share something right now?
Sure, this is Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, this is a marvelous feeling. As this phase of the evening began to commence, as you were bringing us to the focus of the area, I saw an orange type glow light, whatever, as if I were looking into a cauldron of some sort. As if it were growing and healing. And as you spoke through the things you were drawing out, not only could I see the light moving, flowing around in the cauldron a little bit, but I could also feel a sense of warmth as this floated up from the pelvic area right up through the torso, up to the eyebrows, if you want, or this flowing. It was like a warm, gentle bath of some sort. And it was just a very interesting release of joy, I think. It
I
was
think
very, very encouraging.
wonderful. Yeah, joy is a good word for it. So that is the beautiful Kundalini energy flowing in this gentle, beautiful manner within you. That's what we have access to. That's how we were built to be able to have that experience all the time. I'm so
Well, it did follow through with what you were describing as blockage because it was a dark area and it was just sort of like solid, but all of a sudden it just like melted and just resonated up.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Enjoy it more often.
That's an
Okay.
interesting process.
Yeah. You can do that, though. You can do that. That's
I can see that.
good. Excellent. Wonderful. Okay, anyone else?
Hi, it's
This is Mark.
Russell. Oh, go
Hi,
ahead, Mark.
Russell.
Mark can go. I could go
Hello.
after him.
Okay. I just I feel a great warmth and unwinding. It seems to stay in the pelvic area currently, of as if it's kind of turning there in my root chakra, and kind of a expansive and unwinding, I guess I would call it, and definitely a energetic warmth there.
Beautiful.
Hi, it's Russell. I tend to feel everything as these beautiful pulses, but I've never felt this kind of pulse before because it almost comes like a wave and it like builds up and then it pulses and it's just I'm just surrounded and just so much feel like so held and my sensation is really I just feel so at peace.
When I'm silent after someone speaks, it's just to allow your experience to vibrate into the circle. So I just want everyone to know that there's space and that you are contributing to the higher frequency of the circle as you speak. So thank you. Anyone else? How does it feel to have awareness of this part of your body in a more subtle way?
It feels good to have the awareness in a non-contracted way, I guess I would call it. So that's the joy of that, and to feel a level of, you know, comfort without having to go through some of the knots that are that have been there in the past.
Do some of you feel also a strength returning, and not strength in the typical masculine way, but an inner solidity or power in a more subtle sense?
For me, it's a sense of confidence.
Oh, yeah, you really conveyed that, Richard. That was good. Thank you.
It's a real gift to be able to appreciate and identify things that we have experienced only in speech, and not being able to get through that veil that says this is a physical manifestation.
Yes, I love when that happens, isn't it? Nice. Yes.
For me, I didn't think of it as strength at first. I thought of this, but I guess when I feel into it differently, this sense of peace that I'm having is because the anxiety isn't there, or the fear, or the stress, or whatever it is I guess it's in essence that is the strength then. There's no doubts or second guessing or, you know, what am I doing wrong? You know,
That's the repairing of those fibers and the matrix of our being. That all that conditioning and the spells have destroyed in our being, okay? And so as these are being repaired, we're able to come back into this wholeness that is just so beautiful. So we're undergoing that process, and you're feeling the result of it.
Yeah, the wholeness, the word wholeness just feels really, really resonates with me deeply.
Oh, why don't we take another little walkabout? We're again at 9:06, so why don't we come back at 9:15, another 9-minute break, just so you can get up, stretch, go to the bathroom again, and integrate a little. So don't hang up, stay connected. I'll go on mute and take your little walkabout.